WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says a trade deal has been reached with another country.
The president overnight announcing a preliminary trade deal with South Korea. Both sides settling on a 15% tariff on most South Korean goods, including cars and electronics. That's down from the 25% the president had threatened. South Korea also agreeing to buy $100 billion of American energy.
ABC's Rachel Scott, in a sign that President Trump's tariff policies may be starting to lift prices for many goods. The Commerce Department says prices rose 2.6% last month compared with a year ago, up from an annual pace of 2.4% in May. The figures are above the Fed's targeted 2% mark to begin lowering interest rates. The Labor Department says a number of Americans filing for jobless benefits did inch up last week as well. It's the first time in 7 weeks unemployment benefit applications went up. Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff landing in Israel to discuss the humanitarian situation in Gaza. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running to unseat Bradley. Madison has now sent mental health professionals instead of law enforcement to more than 10,000 calls. The CARES program launched in 2021. When someone calls 911 for an emergency that's nonviolent and often related to mental illness, before police, firefighters, and paramedics would be the first responders. Now, a CARES team goes to the scene. That includes one community paramedic from the Madison Fire Department and a mental health crisis worker from Journey Mental Health. The goal is to keep people out of the criminal justice system when what they really need is mental health care. There are three CARES teams on weekdays and one on weekends. They expanded to Sun Prairie earlier this year, too. They hit that 10,000th call last week. And if you wanted to go to concerts on the square this year and you just never made it happen, you have one more chance. Last night was supposed to be the final concert of the season. It was postponed because of the rain, so now it's tonight instead. The details are the same. It starts at 7, and you can start leaving blankets on the grass starting at 3. Tonight's program includes Shostakovich and Beethoven. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs.
A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On a Friday show, Mike Clemens, our Civic Media sports reporter, will join us at 7:52.
And I've got the secret to save the Democratic Party. Don't miss it.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
A request covers all documents, files, evidence, or other materials in the possession of the Department of Justice or the FBI related to the case of United States versus Jeffrey Epstein. This includes records and documents related to Epstein and his clients, while ensuring that the private information of any victims is protected. We expect the Trump administration to provide these documents by August the 15th.
Okay. Chuck, everybody look alive. Chuck Schumer's doing a thing. You said yesterday, Chris, you know why? I'm going to say because you said it.
What?
Well, because you just said, you know, obviously we all were like, oh, when the, you know, Democrats send a letter. First of all, like, I feel like if they don't have subpoena power, there's not a lot they can do. But you got to give them credit where credit's due. We found something.
There's always something.
Senate Democrats, right, they're leaning on a little known federal law known as the Rule of Five. Which, I don't know, we're not lawyers. We didn't know yesterday.
We're not parliamentarians.
I don't know what else you could do if you don't have subpoena power other than send a letter, but I guess this is it.
Members of Congress have staff that look into obscure things like this.
So under federal law, when any five senators on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee call on the executive branch to release investigative documents, they must comply. Our request covers all documents, files, evidence, other materials in the possession of the DOJ or FBI related to Epstein. This includes documents and records related to Epstein and his clients, while ensuring the private information of any victims is protected. I mean, that's such a BS excuse, because as we were saying, Chris, many of them are already on TV speaking out saying we want justice. Mm-hmm. They obviously don't want, you know, they're, you know, and obviously the people that do, it would be redacted.
Right.
The people that do want not to be named. All right, let's talk to this guy.
Doctor, if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hello, Dr. Doom. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
You know,
another good morning in America.
Oh, man. I got to say, again, you know, we obviously usually talk to you about medical stuff, and it's a renowned pediatrician, but I think what's hard to get away from is the heart of this story. This is about the rape of children, you know, which, again, as we say to you every, you know, you've spent your life helping children around the world, and it is just, if the American people are not fully disgusted by all the, you know, these revelations, I don't know what to say.
I think they're disgusted. The problem is Republican members of Congress are not apparently disgusted enough, nor is anybody on his freaking cabinet disgusted enough to actually do what they need to do about it. And look, it's part of an unbelievable level of irresponsibility that our elected officials have been taking across the board, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Whether it's in healthcare, whether it's the Epstein case, whether it's international affairs, whether it's that moron Hegseth at the Department of Defense. This is all seems to be business as usual now.
Well,
and you know, it's not that long ago that Republican members of Congress would stand up and do the right thing and would not let presidents get away with crap like
this.
That's
right. Yeah, we just talked to former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh, who's, you know, from this whole world. But, yeah, I saved another one for you. Republicans, Black Cat, says Republicans rallied around Epstein and the pedophile accusations for years because, to be honest, they believed the scandal would end the Democratic Party forever. Little did they know the scandal's actually a Republican scandal and now threatens to end the Republican Party forever. I mean,
and I'll tell you something about child predators and sexual exploitation of children. It is an appalling, horrendous issue. I actually, you know, maybe I mentioned before, I set up two pretty high-level child abuse and neglect programs, University of Miami and in Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. But basically, the worst things we would see is an innocent child seduced by an overpowering adult. It is unbelievably dehumanizing. And in some ways, for me and the staff who work with these children, it's hard to compare, but believe me, we saw a lot of physical child abuse and a lot of emotional child abuse.
Yeah.
But the exploitation that happens with sexual abuse is a horrifying example of the worst of human nature and human behavior. And I can't even tell you how horrible it is to have to deal with this.
These revelations are just going to get worse. Fallon says, remember, Trump always lies. The fact that he's acknowledging that Virginia Joffrey by name and that he knows what happened to her is astonishing because it probably means he actively trafficked her to Epstein, and Maxwell can prove it because, again, Donald Trump always lies. I mean, this just gets and by the way, we keep just talking about this, but Virginia Joffrey was 15 when Ghislaine Maxwell stole her from working in the spa at Mar-a-Lago, leading to years of abuse. Trump wouldn't later make his infamous great guy comment about Jeffrey Epstein until 2 years later. Something isn't adding up. I mean,
I'm telling you something, Stephanie. You know, Maxwell has everything at stake in this entire negotiation, this entire affair. She either's going to spend the rest of her life in prison, or she's going to get out. And if she gets out because of a presidential action, she's going to owe Donald Trump everything, right? So the chances of her getting anything from Maxwell that would incriminate Donald Trump is essentially zero, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about other awfulness for a moment. You said there are many docs who are mortified by stage four health misinformation and conspiracies being promulgated by RFK Jr. and his team of ill-qualified senior leaders. But what we need are the major organizations, AMA, American Academy of Pediatrics, to step up. It's not happening yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I hearing that, I don't know, cancer screenings are going to become too woke soon or something? I mean, it is astounding what they are doing to science, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Bobby Kennedy Jr. has basically, first of all, he canceled the meeting of the U.S. Preventive Medicine Advisory Team. Those are the people that were very scientifically based, and they would say who gets screened and at what intervals for cervical cancer, for prostate cancer, for everything that you can imagine that is preventive oriented. And now he's talking about eliminating, firing all those people and putting his own acolytes on such an advisory group, which is absolutely absurd. And I think it's everything is at risk. Access to health care, access to screening, protection of vulnerable minorities, etc. Everything is on the chopping block. This is, you know, this is policy by sledgehammer that these guys are doing here now, and it's
Doc,
just unspeakable.
Yeah, have you heard anything about, I don't know if this is a study or what, about possibility that long COVID is triggering, you know, dormant cancer, breast cancer, things like that? But it's just, it feels like all of the things we need to study and have vaccines for are under threat now.
So all of these studies, every assertion that Kennedy makes now is going to be absolutely influenced by conspiracy theories non-scientific assertions. And look, we're going to be in trouble now. And especially, he's going about eliminating the advisory boards for vaccines, for preventive services, and so on and so forth. And we're not going to know what's up, because the official information coming out of the federal health agencies, HHS in particular, is going to be tainted by stupidity and science and an ideological perspective that is just plain wrong. And so this is why many of us are so worried about this. And the point about the AMA, Stephanie, they could be standing up right now, not generally, oh, it's good to get vaccinated, but specifically going after Bobby Kennedy Jr. And it's really disappointing that they haven't done that.
So what's everything is about children, basically, today's stack, because of your well-known work helping kids around the world. I feel like we keep coming up with dumber, more expensive solutions to things that are would be, you know, better solved, in this case, by sensible gun control in terms of school shootings. But this headline was, schools could soon deploy drones against shootings. The new drone technology would prevent would help prevent tragedies by deploying drones to schools and providing police with immediate situational awareness. The cost to fully implement the system would be more than $1 million. I mean, it just seems like they will think of anything. And by the way, that's when a shooting's already in progress, just to find out what's going on, rather than saying, could we finally do something about sensible gun control?
In this administration, in this climate,
in this
moment in history where a guy with a military weapon, a long rifle, an AR, walks into an office building in Manhattan and murders people, the possibility of eliminating those kinds of weapons is, I don't see how it could happen.
Yeah.
Who's going to vote for it or approve it other than the few Democrats that are left? And I'm telling you, a lot of these things are just not going to get solved until we make some big changes, which means, of course, the midterm elections, et cetera. But so, man, oh, man, you know, if we need drones to protect schools from insane people with Republican gun rights, we're kind of screwed, you know?
So this, the last one about children, of course, is Gaza, is the obvious, you know, starvation in Gaza.
Yeah.
This headline, man, made my head explode after the whole Genocide Joe vote that, you know, could have swung this election to Trump. MAGA is turning on Israel over Gaza, but Trump is unmoved. Trump and Republicans on Capitol Hill are keeping their criticism of Israel for its conduct in Gaza measured, even as they face loud pressure from the MAGA base to rethink their support for Israel among the worsening humanitarian crisis. Trump told reporters he doesn't yet want to pressure Israel to come up with a longer-term solution to the conflict because, quote, you can make the case you're rewarding Hamas if you do that. We're already at a point, Doc, where human rights organizations in Israel are condemning the starvation, right?
Yeah, they've been condemning the starvation for a long time. Look, I believed in the dream, the vision of the United States, and the same for Israel. Right. You know, it was post-Holocaust. I believed in the homeland necessity for the Jews that have been slaughtered in Europe. Yeah. And now we have problems. We have problems in the U.S. in terms of the underlying vision that made the country what it is. And the same goes for Israel. And right now, you know, I was on MSNBC a week or so ago with a Palestinian member of Dr. Uh-huh. And he was there, and I was in New York, and looking at some of the scenes there, it is horrendous. It is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's a humanitarian disaster, and you know, Trump and Netanyahu have a thing going on there. Netanyahu is
60...
God knows what's motivating him other than political survival.
He's
it's
like
horrendous.
Trump. He's like Trump. He just denies it's happening. He's like, there's no starvation happening. I mean, 60% of Americans now disapprove of Israel's military actions in Gaza Strip. We've been talking about the bedfellows that we're going to wake up after this whole thing is over. Marjorie Taylor Greene became the first congressional Republican to call Israel's action a genocide. She said the genocide, humanitarian crisis, and starvation in Gaza is as horrific as the October 7th attacks. Matt Gaetz and Steve Bannon are among those condemning. So we're in bed with all of those
people
going, yes, absolutely.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm going to feel so used and dirty.
It's very complicated stuff.
Very complicated bedfellows these days. All right, Doc, thanks so much. We link to everything, all of Doc's good work around the world. We love you, Dr. Redliner.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye,
goodbye.
Everybody.
Goodbye. 19 minutes after the hour.
Uh-oh. Do you need to call a doctor?
Yes. Uh-oh, he already left. Hey. Zipa! I just like saying it. But listen, you don't want a CPAP, right? That mask with the air hoses strapped to your face all night, but without it, breathing is disrupted. You're at higher risk of dementia, stroke, you name it. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP later. Now is the time to stop. One of the smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa! Z-Y-P-P-A-H, the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. No more being nudged awake. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and groggy. Zipa! That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount, 20% off free shipping, ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant. Open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
Hey,
Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey.
I don't like her.
Hey. Alpha Liberal Cliff Checker coming up. Here's the tweet I was looking for. The Epstein investigative reporter, Julie Brown, Miami Herald, said unequivocally on Deadline White House yesterday that the, quote, missing minute footage of the Epstein prison is basically a red herring and irrelevant to the investigation because the majority of the cameras in Epstein's wing, including the one showing his cell door, were not functioning for weeks or months prior to his death. And footage that they have was not aimed at his cell, so probative of nothing. It just gets every single story gets fishier, right?
Yeah.
Karen,
gross. It gets gross.
Yeah. Karen in Chicago. Hi, honey.
Ooh, it is all very sketchy. And, you know, I know that none of us are conspiracy theorists, but you know what the right has been, and the Republican Party in particular, has been able to do, is they have been able to radicalize their base using conspiracy theories and lies to manipulate them to vote against their own best interests. They use brown people or taking your jobs to get their supporters to vote against living wages, pay equity, student loan relief, and consumer protection legislation. They use deep state conspiracies to dupe their voters into voting against common sense gun laws, against universal health care, climate change legislation, to do away with all of the, you know, corporate regulations.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. And they float these conspiracies so then when there's actually something to question, we don't go after it because then we sound crazy.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you right now.
I was just saying, you know, I mean, by the way, not now, but back when I made TV money, I've been to a bunch of fancy spas, you know, around the world, and there's never teenage girls. Like, I don't, you know, this is my society, child said. I've never heard of a professional masseuse that was only 15 or 16 years old. And frankly, it would be creepy AF for a resort to have children massaging adults. Furthermore, I have never had a job in which the owner of the corporation knew the names of low-level employees that left the company, much less remember their name and circumstances of their leaving the job over 20 years later. None of his explanation makes any sense.
Yeah. And here's the thing. And here's the thing, too, and I'm sorry, and I am not prone to conspiracy theories, but the whole assassination attempt, what forensic report did we ever see? What medical report have we ever seen except for Dr. Ronnie's account and magically ear cartilage grows back after he gets... Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Some of it's just common sense. Like, frankly, if there had been a teenage girl at a spa, I would have been creeped out.
I was going to say, no normal person would be comfortable getting a massage from a 15-year-old.
There may be a 15-year-old handing out towels.
Sure.
That's
still weird.
Not massaging someone.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say it's wink massage.
Right.
Because you're like,
It's
My first thought, if someone, they walked in the room, would be like, is this legal? Are you old enough to be?
Yeah, I would not feel comfortable.
I would ask for someone else.
Right, yes. Yeah, just so many good God tweets. The fact that Ghislaine Maxwell thinks Trump might grant her clemency says everything. You don't ask someone for a favor unless you think they're on your side. Why do you think he said, I wish her well? They're all friends. Yeah. I mean, this is so obvious.
And Karen made a great point. The fact that he knew the name of that really, really low-level employee
20 years later
is creepy AF.
Who is named and has been public as an Epstein victim.
Right.
I mean, Frank Conniff said, Trump has a point. The underage girls at the Mar-a-Lago spa were meant to serve the pedophilia of Trump and his guests and only the pedophilia of Trump and his guests. So for Epstein to poach them on behalf of his own pedophilia was absolutely unethical. I mean, that's what the argument seems to be. It's like, wait, what? Okay. Last one. New York Clay says, Trump says there's no list, but Bill Clinton is on it 28 times, except Obama and Hillary made it up, but didn't take Bill's name off of it. But it's still a hoax, which is why he's not on the list that doesn't exist. I mean, this is where we are. All right, Cliff Schechter coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. There's still an air quality advisory in effect this morning for Wisconsin. The wind is blowing smoke from the Canadian wildfires our way. The advisory expires at noon. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill we've seen before aimed at making sure oat milk, almond milk, and soy milk cannot call themselves milk on the label. The Dairy Pride Act would require the FDA enforce the law so companies could not call their products milk, yogurt, or cheese unless they come from animals. Baldwin has introduced this bill before. She says this time it has more bipartisan support. If passed and signed into law, producers would have 90 days to rename and relabel their products. Meanwhile, medium-sized farms across Wisconsin could benefit from a proposed program being circulated around the state legislature. Joanne Krulatz reports.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations.
And the Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. Judges have crowned this year's Sporkies, too. So the best new food at the fair this year is ube butter banana French toast lumpia. It's made by Lumpia City. It's got caramelized bananas, French toast, and purple ube butter. They deep fry it and add powdered sugar. If that's got your mouth watering, the state fair runs through August 10th. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Adopt U.S. kids in the Ad Council.
Internet is mad about something. This time,
It's a commercial from American Eagle Outfitters starring Sydney Sweeney. Take a look.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring.
And just like Sydney Sweeney, I also carry the gene for sexy commercial scratchy boy. Now, some people look at this and they're seeing something sinister, saying that the genes, genetics, denim wordplay in an ad featuring a white blonde woman means American Eagle could be promoting eugenics, white supremacy, and a Nazi propaganda. That might be a bit of an overreaction. Whatever the truth, this controversy has been raging, and today Don Jr. weighed in with this AI picture of his dad. In the same outfit with the caption, Donald is so hot right now.
Ew.
Let me get this straight, Don Jr. You look at Sydney Sweeney, and your first thought is, she's hot like my dad. Reminds me of Shakespeare's love sonnet, shall I compare thee to a 79-year-old fart machine?
Ew.
Don't go, Stephen Colbert. We need you. Okay. Mm. I don't. First of all, not to be catty, Bella, but have you seen the picture of Don Jr.? He has man boobs.
Yes, he does have man boobs.
Mm-hmm. Like erect nipples. Did you see that picture?
Yeah. That was gross.
Middle-aged riot said Don Jr. looks like he could snort cocaine off his own.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Yeah, his own boobs. He could. That's.
You know what, though? People have said that about me, so.
No, you have nice boobs.
You know what they say.
Bella, your thoughts on...
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring. Okay, I have a lot of thoughts. Okay. First of all, Sydney Sweeney recently has been partaking in a lot of controversial ads on purpose. She is, her and her team are purposely doing this.
Right.
She just sold soap bars of her bath water, quote unquote, for a men's soap line. It was
put that on the list of things
for Dr. Squatch.
Put that on the list of things for the Steph store.
Okay,
go ahead.
So she has been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
There are a couple things here. Now, I'm seeing an argument from the right saying, like, it's not that big of a deal. It's about genes. Okay. Abercrombie and American Eagle, they're all under the same parent company.
Yeah, right.
Like, they're all connected. Do we not, have we forgotten from Abercrombie in the early 2000s when they had their usually underage models outside of stores with no shirt on modeling the jeans? Like, this is they're not, it's always been a little suspect,
it has.
Right?
Yes.
So I wouldn't put it past them to push this. Similarly, these jeans are made for women. Women don't really like Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney doing a bar of soap with her bathwater for men, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy these jeans. If I see Sydney Sweeney being all like sexy with her jeans and I have good jeans.
She's the advantage of having no idea who she is. But anyway.
She was in Euphoria.
Yeah.
And
Bob Seska loves Euphoria.
But
so
they are just creepy. Even his son, he's creepy with his daughter. Donald Trump, his son is creepy.
Right.
Can I just say Jesse Waters is the latest being creepy about... First of all, is he not gross, Bella? Is he not the biggest, grossest orange bag of trans fats? Like, what? The fact that they keep trying to make him into this macho... Jesse Waters' argument about how Trump is actually jacked screams daddy issues. I mean, we have eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesse Waters, I love the way whoever wrote this. Jesse Waters is the best little boy in all of MAGA because he loves his macho man daddy president more than anyone else. he managed to kiss Donald Trump's butt in the creepiest way possible. It was the Eric Swalwell post that we talked about where he's working out in the gym because they went home rather than release the Epstein files, right? So Waters said, Trump is politically jacked. That's what Swalwell doesn't understand. People respect you for doing things that are hard and lifting things that are heavy. Trump has real strength. Swalwell's trying to look strong, and that's the difference. Trump golfs. He has dad strength. You know dad strength? He doesn't look like he's in shape, but then he grabs you. One time my father grabbed me, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy is stronger than I am. And I was like 18.
Oh,
can you please?
And he was, 18?
Yes, help with your daddy issues.
What is Jesse Waters doing at the age of 18 where his dad is
grabbing him?
That's weird.
You're also weird with this Trump daddy thing, right? Like, just ew.
Well, also, American Eagle jeans are not for you, so you're not being marketed to.
No.
Well, also, like, okay, people are saying it's eugenics, and I'm kind of agreeing a little bit. This is all very weird. Sydney Sweeney's a fake blonde, and also with the way that the country is going, I'm scared companies are going to keep pushing ads that are kind of pandering.
Advertising has always pushed ads that are pandering.
Of course.
And
of course.
It's gotten us to talk about American Eagle,
of course,
which is something we never would have done on this program.
I'm just saying there's a theme between this and the spas and Epstein and whatever. It's just this underage that, Chris, you and I were just talking during the break about, if we'd ever, it's ironic for them calling us, you know, the pedophiles and groomers all this time, liberals, gays, I'm like, I would be completely creeped out if a 14-year-old girl showed up. I would not take a massage from a 14-year-old girl.
No way a 14-year-old boy is touching me in a massage kind of way. Gay guys have enough problem being called groomers as it is. There is no way a 14-year-old boy is touching me. I don't have the hand strength.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, get your little 14-year-old sparrow feet off me. Okay. That's not good. It should be a moral thing, not because we're like, that would be a crappy massage. Get out.
Not on top of it.
Here's another one. Oh, God. This is, I swear to God, there's one a day in the middle of this whole Epstein thing. Florida Republican City Commissioner James Taylor of Fort Pierce arrested on 24 felony counts for sending nude pictures of himself and sexually explicit Snapchat messages to a 12-year-old girl in multi-state child exploitation investigation. God. Hello, please. We're not done. I mentioned this one yesterday.
Okay.
But we have some more details. This is Scott and Stephanie. Hi.
Hi.
A fervent Trump supporter who said he was casting his 2024 vote to fight child trafficking is now being charged with 10 counts of possessing child porn.
Of course.
Scott, somebody, I don't know, Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Not just a Trump booster himself, he's also the husband of a leading Republican Party operative in the state. His wife, Stephanie. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Susick. Is the chairwoman of the Door County Republican Party. In a Facebook post last October, Scott said, I'm voting to fight against human and child trafficking. He later added he was just voting for not just himself, but for my children and my grandchildren. Among the images he possessed were very young children and images of bestiality. Okay, as an animal lover. Wow. There's always another layer of wow, isn't there, in these stories?
Not a drag queen was mentioned in either of those stories.
No, nary a gay was mentioned.
Nope.
Okay, Deborah in Chicago.
Yeah, hey, you guys. I'd like to be the official I'd like to be the official protective big sister of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay.
And I wanted to say that if Virginia Giuffre, if you're American, Giuffre, if you're French. And she was, don't call her Jeffrey. That's her abuser's name, you know? And she was a towel girl at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
And Maxwell found her reading a book about massage because she wanted to be a masseuse.
Right.
And that's how she got recruited to Jeffrey.
Right. But I'm just saying, no legitimate spot in the world has 14-year-old masseuses, girls, right? I mean, it's...
No, she wasn't a masseuse there.
No, I get it, but he recruited her to be a masseuse at wherever.
Epstein Island.
Rapey Island.
Ghislaine did.
Right.
So,
and she said that they would pay for her training and all of that.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's all in that Lifetime special she did, and she also did a Dateline with Savannah Guthrie. It's all out there, but I just wanted to make sure you knew her name is, you know, Giuffre, not Jeffrey. Don't say that.
We've seen it pronounced on TV. So, you know, a lot of people are saying Jeffrey, and then Giuffre is like all right, I got it, honey. Thank you. Here was the one I was saying. Jeffrey Epstein asked Trump to help him assess a property. Trump then went behind his back and outbid Epstein. That's what ended the relationship in 2004, 4 years after Virginia was quote-unquote stolen from his spa. You'd think he would at least know to line up dates correctly with his stupid stories. Chris, who said, this is a good one. Who said, you know, a lot of people talk about Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm thinking since he's basically taught the world trade economics, he might be up for a Nobel in economics.
Pamela Anderson.
No, that was a bad guess. That would be Peter Navarro, noted crank. Wow, it's like Carlos said yesterday. Kim Jong-un would be like, what? This is... I got to move to America. Yes, this one. Remember when Elon Musk came to run the government like a business for 5 months and destroyed tons of entitlements except his and then didn't save America anything? Aw, remember that? Who let the Doge out? I don't. Did we save anything? I guess we didn't save anything.
He did.
He saved all his government contracts and cut all our entitlement. Okay.
Yep. Who let the Doge out?
Doge.
I don't know if you saw, Scott Bessent said, literally, this is a backdoor way to privatize Social Security. Mm-hmm. Senator Duckworth said, and there it is.
Yep.
Privatizing Social Security has been their plan all along. Lying thieves, all of them.
Yep.
Ooh, I like calling some BS.
Yeah.
Senator Duckworth.
Duckworth unleashed.
You know, I got to say, there's this picture of all the screaming MAGA women at a rally,
yeah.
And I, in the wake of all of this stuff, the official pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show, John Pavlovitz, asked the question, Belle, I'm sure you and I ask ourselves every day. He said, how do otherwise reasonable, self-respecting adult women find themselves staunch defenders of a man whose entire grotesque body of work declares he has complete contempt for them?
Yeah. It's self-hating nature that comes with the, you know, I don't want to say that all religion and all religious women feel that way, because I know that's not the case, but it sucks that there is an inherent misogynistic undertone in certain religions and in certain cultures, and that is the reason that it's so easy for them to follow a man who hates women.
I mean, because it's not like this is new, just this is the first thing, the Epstein thing. You're like, oh my God. Okay, this one. Oh, speaking of another North Korean news, Nick Caputo says the federal government has stopped collecting inflation data as of May 2025. So now we won't know for sure what inflation actually is right as tariffs really start to be implemented. The only innovation Republicans do is new ways to cheat and scam you. Thank you. They can't win, so they gerrymander. They have to cheat to win.
Yep.
And by the way, we don't even need the numbers. You know, when you go to the grocery store, right? Or the gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people know stuff costs more, and companies are saying it costs more because of the tariffs. Oh, Jerome Powell, by the way, saying this yesterday. Here we go.
The underlying composition of price changes has shifted. Services inflation has continued to ease, while increased tariffs are pushing up prices in some categories of goods. Near-term measures of inflation expectations have moved up on balance over the course of this year on news about tariffs, as reflected in both market-based and survey-based measures.
Okay, one more.
Consumers are it's starting to show up in consumer prices, as you know, in the June report. We expect to see more of that. And we know from surveys that companies feel that they have every intention of putting this through to the consumer, but, you know, the truth is they may not be able to in many cases.
Ay, ay, ay. And our best friend, Jessica Tarloff.
Yes.
A few of the things that I think people are paying attention to and should be: consumer spending only at 1.4%, and it was 2.8% in 2024. Business spending is down to 1.2% from 1.9%. And Donald Trump in the press conference was talking about lowering rates. People need to be able to get homes. Home building is really suffering in this, down absolutely massively, the whole residential investment sector.
Yep, absolutely. Best friend.
Okay. She said hi to you once.
Okay. I'm still texting with Ana Ortiz, who's my other best friend. I saw the finale of Devious Maids, and I'm like, wait, what happens to Marisol at the end?
She told you it was a cliffhanger.
I know. It's awful. She said, Jody's friend Mark Cherry needs to do something. We need to get a reboot. We need to get
a movie.
Something.
I think you can.
I'm like, what the actual? What the hell?
Have you asked Ana Ortiz what she thinks happens?
She didn't write it. She's only played.
But she's an actress.
Will,
she has an intern.
I probably should stop texting her every day. It's getting creepy. Okay.
Well, I mean, she's probably made up an entire backstory for her character, so she
terrible.
Would know.
It's the worst ending ever. Mark Cherry, listen to me. There needs to be a reboot or a Devious Maids movie or something.
Jody and Mark Cherry are very good friends.
Yeah, Jody. Get this done. I told Ana, I said, I will do it. This shall be avenged. God is my witness.
Is Eva on board?
Let's give her a ring. Ana, let's get on a Zoom.
Up.
Let's get on a Zoom.
Duh.
Jody, get Mark Cherry. Let's get on a Zoom. Let's get this. All right, 48.
I don't think that's how it works.
It's not. We can just call them up.
Oh. We have an overinflated sense of importance here.
Hey, King.
All right.
We got thoughts.
Yeah.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path in my coffee every single morning. But I don't judge. You can do tea. You can do any drink, anything you want. Just put it in there. It is completely flavorless.
Gatorade.
You could do Gatorade.
Wow.
And then you get your Electro Whites. And you get 18 grams of protein. You get stuff that your body needs for your joints, your skin, your bones, your hair, your nails, your gut, those type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. It is such good stuff. Clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. I love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, remember when public school was for, you know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward square dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Yep, it's full-on religious takeover of public education, funded by your tax dollars, thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511, ffrf.us/school, or text that last name Miller to 511-511. Because seriously, Jesus doesn't belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply. That's ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Thank you.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance.
Oh, yeah.
So many unsolicited testimonials. People just blurting out that they love it. Famous actresses, willy-nilly. Vibrance Super C Serum. The ingredients in just one bottle can replace all that. Just you know what? Sweep like Jesus in the temple. Sweep all that stuff off your counter. Eye cream, day cream, night cream, net cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers.
I don't think, I don't think Jesus used dark.
Did he not? Did he not moisturize?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Well, okay. Super. Was he focused on deeper issues, is what you're saying?
I think
really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results, I'm telling you. I love it. It smells citrusy and delightful.
Jesus famous for his dark circles.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was worried about a lot of stuff. Okay, listen. Can you minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance? If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. You had some breaking news on people that don't bend the knee. South Park.
I had to cue something else up.
Oh, that's all right. So. No, they got like the highest ratings since
1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Six million viewers.
This is what courage brings you. This is what, like, you know, not bending the knee gets you. I'm just saying. By the way, see, being ahead of their time, look at this. Hundreds of goats will mow down dead vegetation across hilly terrain in Reno over the next month in an effort to reduce wildfires in an area prone to burning. What? Our America's early warning system?
Goats.
Black ladies.
Oh.
And goats.
Okay.
And Miley Cyrus. Or what do you call it? I mean, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if we were going with Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift, because both of them. She knew Trump was trouble.
Yep.
Shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been.
Here we go. I feel like a screaming goat every day. Like, that's me every time I check my phone. I'm just like, what? Oh, God.
They have goats mowing the hillsides in downtown Los Angeles.
I love goats.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're so cute. Uh-huh. By the way, June says L.A. in 2025, in case you this is our imagination, wildfires, ICE, bounty hunter, Gestapo, military occupation, tsunami warning. It's only July. We've got to stay L.A. strong, because we love L.A., don't we? We love L.A.
We do.
But we've had a year, people. We've had a year. We are strong.
I love L.A.
Although the tsunami turned out to be like a little splash.
That's splish.
Yeah.
Okay. Who said, Donnie had teenage girls working for him at his skeevy Florida golf motel, and he and his dead pedo bestie fought over who got to own them, and Donnie thinks this story somehow makes him look like a hero. First of all, holy... And second of all, holy... Who said that?
Leslie Nielsen.
No, that's a good guess. I hear Naked Gun's really good. No, it's Jeff Tiedrich,
yeah.
My buddy, my pal. One last one. Kobe says, so now that Emil Bove is confirmed to the court, a future Democratic administration can just ignore his rulings, like how he encouraged the DOJ under Trump to disregard court orders, right? Thank you. I think we should cite him. Anyone who's before Judge Bove should cite Emil Bove.
Sure.
Or as Carlos called him, that Nosferatu-looking mother...
Yeah, he does have an unfortunate look.
Okay. Josh in Wisconsin...
Although Nosferatu in the movie was hung.
Josh in Wisconsin. Hi, Josh.
Well, hey, guys. So I was thinking about the Trump thing.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, all these people are coming over from MAGA because they want, you know, they think he's guilty or whatever, and we want him back. But they knew this whole thing all along. And I think it's a big deal now because the call is coming from inside the House. They're trying to take him out because J.D. Vance is going to replace him and pardon him.
Oh, what? By the way, Lincoln Project did a whole thing about J.D. Vance's coup against Trump, just to make Trump a little more crazy. Uh-huh. Okay, Cliff Schechter next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tech gains are pushing the markets up this morning. Microsoft and Meta both seeing strong gains after posting better than expected sales and profit targets as they pour more money into AI programs. Apple and Amazon report their results after the closing bell today. President Trump writing on Truth Social that Canada's announcement that it will recognize a Palestinian state will make it very hard, Trump writes, for the U.S. to reach a trade deal with the country. Commerce Department reporting prices were up 2.4%. A year over year in the month of June compared to a year ago. At least 25 people hospitalized after severe turbulence on a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Leanne Clement Nash was on board.
People were injured, and it happened several times, so it was really scary.
The plane was forced to land in Minnesota. An arrest in the murder of an Arkansas couple out hiking with their daughters last weekend. Neither girl was hurt. This is ABC News.